Now, with offices shutting down across the country and more people working from home, it's important to consider your physical fitness. We know that exercise has proven benefits for mental well-being and can be a welcome break from other daily stresses. Joining me with some tips on how to stay active during these unprecedented times are Niall Moyna, Professor of Health and Human Performance at DCU. And also, I am joined by Lindsay Peat, Ireland international rugby player and regular contributor on this programme on Monday mornings when she hasn't got a broken leg. Thank you both indeed for joining us. Niall, I suppose the first thing that springs to mind are people who are cocooning. They can't get out for their daily walk and they're very frustrated. So how important is it for those people to keep active, and how can they do it if they can't leave their house or their apartment?
Yeah, well, we obviously lived in very uncertain times at the moment, and it is very, very difficult. But I think for the people who are regular exercisers, they've got to realise that, look, they're not going to be able to maintain high fitness levels, and it's about more for maintaining their health, both their physical and mental health. And for them, it's about putting structure in their day. And rather than doing one, I would suggest is to break it up into three or four smaller bouts over the course of the day, one long bout away from the home, and maybe three or four small bouts of exercise in the home.
What kind of things, though, should they be doing?
Well, for example, you know, we're all supposed to get 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous intensity activity. And interestingly, has there ever been a better time for people who have been inactive to now start, you know, developing, putting activity into their daily lives? I think that's the first thing. So if you can get that 30-minute walk, and the government allows us to do that, to get out of our house to walk within 2 kilometres for 30 minutes.
Yeah, but that's fine. But if you're over 70, you can't do that.
Correct. Well, let's talk with the general population first, and then we'll get to the elderly. For those who can leave the house, I would strongly advocate that. It's getting out, getting your 30 minutes in the morning. For those who can't, and if you have within the house, obviously, if you can walk within the house, and research indicates to us, even if it's two bouts of exercise. So if you set your clock to go off every 30 minutes, you get up off the chair and you walk around the house. Ideally, if you can walk up and down the stairs, do a few simple squats, or lunges, a few simple weight-bearing exercises, but do it regularly throughout the course of the day, every 30 minutes or so, and it's amazing what you can accumulate. If you have a garden, I would also highly recommend you get out and walk. It may be boring, but if you do it on a regular basis, say once an hour for 2 or 3 minutes, again, you get tremendous benefits, both physical and mental, from that.
And if for the sake of argument, even if you didn't have something sophisticated like a medicine ball, you could always use a bag of potatoes.
Or put water into a water bottle and do simple arm curls. We can do simple squats, push-ups, getting up and down of the chair. It's amazing. Starting today, see how many times you can get up and down of the chair without getting tired, and continue doing that every day. It's amazing where you would be in 2 weeks.
Very interesting. Stay with us. Lindsay, good morning to you. How important,
how are you, Sean?
Looking at people, I suppose, at the other end of the age scale, how important is it to keep kids active and burning up some energy?
I think similarly to what Niall said, you know, humans are creatures of habits, and more importantly, kids are, especially, you know, they love their routine. We have a 4-year-old in this house, and, you know, he definitely at times, especially last week, it was a very different week to this week for us even here. We didn't have much of a routine. We've now structured our week this week. You know, I'm sitting here washed, dressed. I've one part of my exercise done. We did an online PE class with himself this morning at 9 o'clock, and that was able to expend some energy. So then if you've schoolwork to do with kids, you know, expend that bit of energy, then sit down and do the schoolwork. And like Niall said, building it up into small little bits so you can burn off that energy and get something productive done with them. It's definitely not an easy time for parents, especially with young kids. You know, if you have a 2-year-old, I have a nephew who's very short attention span. You know, you're probably going to have to, you know, bring them out on a bike,
yeah,
get out the garden, do obstacle courses. If you have a trampoline, if you have a swing set, I mean, you could be doing chin-ups off your frame of your, you know, if you have a swing.
Yes.
You could be doing a dance routine or a jump routine on your trampoline. We built a den out of ours and played a chasing game, and the den was the safe spot.
I gather, Lindsay, that you're a fan of a fellow called Joe Wicks. There's a lot of stuff from him online. In fact, I looked at one of his 5-minute exercise routines this morning. I was exhausted after watching it, and I didn't leave the chair.
Yeah, well, we just by chance, because I think similarly, Sean, to be honest, with the broken leg, I had a goal of getting the stitches out, and I was going to start rehab and a gym and, you know, liaising with your review and doing all that. So I'm normally used to team-based exercise, and I have actually been affected so much because I'm now going, right, you know, I've thankfully touched base with physio and our strength and condition. So I had stuff last week, but I had a load of things to do and I had no structure to it. Whereas this week I'm up out of bed at, you know, 6:45. I have my exercise done by 9 and I feel a lot better. I feel mentally better in myself. I'll still do my rehab then before I go to bed, and I try and get a walk. We're trying to load the leg even around the area. You know, we try and get Barra out on his bike. So, you know, there's loads of activities, but I think the big thing for me and the big realization is without having a framework to your day. So that's obviously for families trying to fit in their kids. You know, if you're working from home, their schoolwork, getting physical activity in, which is so important for your mood. And obviously, it's a very stressful time for people. You know, we don't know when this is going to end. You obviously want to make sure you and your loved ones do not get the virus. So, you know, it also helps with that. And obviously, it's, like Niall said, it's a good time. We're trying to pick something creative, not sporty. So playing music, writing a book, picking up a new artist. I even seen this morning a dance routine using a rugby ball. Not only Joe Wicks, I think the RFU on their minis page have loads. They have 10 games available for small kids, and the Ladies Gaelic Association I follow both of those on their social media. So they've loads of activities and games up, and you can upload their videos, which is great for kids because it keeps their attention that their video might get up on the website. Same with Joe Wicks, he gives a shout out. So they've been great for us here, and there's loads available online, but it is definitely putting it down on paper so you know what you're doing. You can gather loads of information, but then without putting a structure to it.
Niall, what about, okay, we talked about sophisticated equipment like bottles of water and bags of potatoes, but, you know, would you advise or recommend people to actually buy, you know, proper equipment to exercise at home? Because certainly there's no shortage of people out there trying to sell stuff at the moment.
Not if you're starting. I mean, if you're starting from scratch and you're trying to develop a program, simple weight-bearing exercise are more than effective. In fact, there was something that Lindsay said there earlier. For parents who are living with young kids, I would highly recommend that they would arrange that one parent would get out early in the morning and get their exercise in. And as Lindsay said, you just feel so much better mentally. And I think you'll interact much better with your kids for the rest of the day. And alternated that one parent can get out in the morning and one parent in the afternoon. So they're getting, you know, their time on their own as well, which is very, very important, you know, in the current environment.
And for people who maybe have neglected this exercise business for a few years, what about starting into it and just doing it in a way that's not going to cause them harm or injury, Niall?
Well, you know, time is the primary reason that people give for not exercising. So that's one thing we all have plenty of the vast majority of us have at the moment. So, and I think you have to start slowly. And I think this is going to go on for at least, I would say, another 2 to 4 weeks, if not longer. So set yourself a target, if you haven't done it before, that over the course of a day, over the next 4 weeks, you want to be getting around 30 to 45 minutes of walking a day. And if it means that starting off going 5 minutes from your door and 5 minutes back the first day, you have to start somewhere. And I know there are people listening who are deconditioned, they're overweight, and they just haven't exercised in years and they think they can't do it. It's amazing what the body can do with just getting out and taking that first step.
Yeah, and Lindsay, I suppose when you're stuck at home and you're injured, what is your own go-to indoor exercise that gets your blood flowing?
Well, we've been thankfully given a circuit. So I had put something together before, you know, this was all confirmed that we were going into, you know, more stringent isolation and staying at home and adherence to the guidelines. So, yeah, just using, we have one dumbbell at home. You know, so we use that and we use a chair for squats. I can squat Barra, who's 20 kg. He goes up on my back, you know, decline, push-ups. So more of a circuit pace with high intensity. And then I go out for a shorter walk because obviously I'm restricted to what I can do with the leg. We're just coming up to the 6 weeks where we're hoping that it's knitted and ready to push on. But more body weight exercises. And then, as I said, increasing the numbers, you know, increasing it within a time, working for 40 seconds off for 20 and doing so many rounds of that. Again, like Niall said, I'm in a conditioned elite athlete that is used to it. I have to try and have some maintenance. If you're only starting, start slow, but you've loads around your house. We have a coffee table. I do tricep dips. I can do step ups with the good leg, not in the bad leg. You can do a decline bench off it. You can do a lunge, you know, stepping back off it again, if it's not too high. So,
very good. Well, listen, continued success with the recovery and the exercises. Niall, how do we avoid getting bored doing repetitive exercises?
Variety. Variety is very important. I mean, as you said initially, you're going to go out and you're going to, maybe for those who haven't exercised, for those who are exercising, that's great. They know what they want to do. If you haven't, start walking. But maybe in the walk, say, okay, every 3 minutes, I'm going to jog really easy for 30 seconds or 45 seconds. And in fact, time will go by faster. And then maybe every 5 minutes, I'm going to do 10 lunges or 10 squats. Just add variety and variety to your exercises and include the kids. That's what really makes it fun.
Okay, well, as we heard there from Lindsay, that's certainly the case. My thanks to you both, Niall Moyne, a Professor of Health and Human Performance at DCU, and Lindsay Peat, Ireland international rugby player. We'll be talking about regional newspapers and the troubles they're having, particularly at this time with the loss of advertising. That's after the break.